Next up on The World and Everything in It, World Tour with Onize Ohikere, our reporter in Nigeria.
Today's World Tour takes off in China, where protesters have joined a rare act of defiance. Chinese citizens in eight cities, including Beijing and Shanghai, are fed up with COVID-19 restrictions. They are calling for Chinese President Xi Jinping to step down. China is still enforcing lockdowns and mass testing, even as most countries have lifted such measures. This round of protests started after 10 people died in a fire in Xinjiang province, where lockdowns are common. Authorities are responding by censoring signs of protest from social media, and police are stepping up patrols. Ho Feng Hong is a professor of political economy at Johns Hopkins University. He predicted a harsh crackdown.
And it is unimaginable that they will try to resolve the issue by backing down, changing the policy. It is not the Xi Jinping style.
The government in Beijing said it would take down gates blocking off compounds with a confirmed COVID-19 infection, but still affirmed the country's strict zero COVID strategy. Next, to a political rally in Mexico. Hundreds of thousands of cheering supporters marched through Mexico's capital on Sunday to show support for Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The march commemorated Obrador's 4 years in office. His ruling Morena Party and other unions organized transport for supporters from other provinces. In a speech, Obrador outlined what he considers his main successes over the last 4 years, including measures to end poverty, improve public services, and fight corruption.
No es mal negocio.
He says here it's not bad business to put up with questioning, insults, and slander. The rally was a response to a large opposition march 2 weeks ago over Obrador's plan to reform the country's electoral authority. His administration has also faced criticism for its increased use of the military. Obrador told supporters he's not seeking re-election next year. Mexican presidents are currently barred from serving more than one term. Next, Comoros, where a court has sentenced the country's former president to life in prison for high treason. The state security court convicted Ahmed Abdallah Sambi for illegally selling passports to stateless people. The court's rulings can't be appealed. Sambi led the small Indian Ocean island between 2006 and 2011. During that time, he passed a law allowing the sale of passports at a high cost, a scheme later referred to as economic citizenship. The prosecution accused him of embezzling more than $1.8 billion, more than the country's gross domestic product. Sambi's lawyer says there was no evidence of any funds missing. He says here the court condemned him on a treason charge, which does not exist under Comorian law. Sambi spent 4 years behind bars before facing trial. We wrap up today with a World Cup highlight. Cheering fans in the Moroccan city of Sella rushed to the streets to celebrate the country's surprise victory over Belgium. Drivers honked while viewers cheered inside a cafe. The North African team only needs 1 point in its final Group F game against Canada on Thursday to qualify for the final 16. If they do, it would be their first time since 1986. Meanwhile, in Belgium, police used water cannons and tear gas to clear out upset soccer fans who smashed windows and torched vehicles. That's it for this week's World Tour. Reporting for World, I'm Onize Ohikere in Lagos, Nigeria.